We have a couple of guests joining us on our telephone line here this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about something that's, well, it's very topical right now because it is tax season. And we're going to talk with a couple of representatives from the Internal Revenue Service today. Christopher Miller joins us. He's with the IRS in the media department for Iowa. And also John Nunez is a special agent with the IRS Criminal Investigation Department. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you being here this morning. A lot of folks are thinking and working on taxes and things right now, but that stuff never stops for you guys, especially in the Special Enforcement Division there, the Criminal Investigation Division. John, I know you issued a report here lately talking about some of the actions that went on in fiscal year 2013, and there's a lot going on out there with regard to people trying to separate us from our money, and sometimes people trying to keep the government out of their own pockets, I guess, too, and illegally. And you guys do a lot of work trying to track down some of these things. And it looks like you partner up a lot with local agencies in a lot of the work that you do.
That's 100% correct. Our main focus in criminal investigation is to focus on criminal violations of the Internal Revenue laws and other financial crimes. The difference between the criminal enforcement side is that we are going at those willful, intentional violations of the Internal Revenue laws, those that don't file tax returns timely, those that are engaging in tax evasion, or those that are frankly preparing false returns and getting refunds that they're not entitled to. All those types of cases regarding taxes, other financial crimes is what criminal investigation we're out there to pursue. And then the release that we just issued regarding our annual report reflects that information. In 2013, we had a 12.5% increase in investigations that were initiated compared to the prior years, and a nearly 18% gain in recommendations of prosecution of those cases as well. So we've been quite busy out there, again, looking at all types of violations of the tax laws.
This sounds like it's very complicated, very tedious work.
Well, you know, our investigations are very detailed and generally paper-oriented, but we also go out and talk to people that are witnesses as need be, say in a return preparer case. If a return preparer files 20, 40 returns claiming false information on a return and generates a refund, that can add up to significant dollars. So we want to go talk to the people whose those returns were filed in their names, see what information is false, find out who is responsible for that information, and then we'll make a decision as we continue to investigate to see if we recommend prosecution. But yes, they are tedious in some cases. If there's businesses involved, we go through records of income and expenses and allow valid expenses, but we don't allow things that they're not entitled to as well.
You know, when people talk about doing their tax returns and what have you, the more we own, the more we do, the longer we live, they seem to get more and more complicated. We're just not doing the 1040 easy form anymore. And we all talk about things like red flags. Are there really red flags out there that trigger different types of investigations?
Generally speaking, when people do their tax return, if they fall way outside the norm, that typically could issue what you are talking about as a red flag. We don't refer to them that way. But generally speaking, if someone, for instance, had a return that was way outside the norm of what we would expect for an individual in that circumstance, that might be a reason for us to pull that return aside and take another look at it. But there are other reasons. Sometimes, for random purposes, we end up pulling tax returns to look at them. The important thing to remember is that if you make an honest effort to prepare your return and pay your fair share, no more, no less, then it's unlikely you're going to get a second look from the IRS. But we can take a look for any number of reasons. We can randomly pull returns. We can pull a return based on information we receive. Or we can pull a return if it's outside the general norm.
You know, we keep hearing about cutbacks at the different levels in the government. Are you doing all this with less staff?
We are doing this with less staff, and that's something, of course, that is concern, and our new commissioner continues to talk about. But it's important to remember that we will continue to do our best to administer the tax code, given whatever funding level we have.
Mm-hmm.
I will just add to that that during the fiscal year 2013, You know, we initiated a higher number of investigations. We recommended a higher number of cases for prosecution, and our agent resources, the special agent investigators, our resources decreased a little more than 5%.
Oh, absolutely. Now, investigations are up there, and convictions were much more successful here in fiscal year 2013. Why is that important to the general public? Why should they be aware of those types of things?
Well, I think it's important to know that, A, that we are looking out for fraudsters out there trying to scam people out of their money and taxpayer dollars, because we all pay when somebody swindles the government. And so we are out there investigating these allegations of criminal violations of the tax laws. We're trying to secure and save taxpayer dollars and not get them wasted on refunds that people aren't entitled to. So we're working in conjunction with our local law enforcement, our state law enforcement, federal law enforcement. We all work together, and our cases are prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office. And by our conviction rate of being 93%, of every 100 cases that we refer for prosecution, 93 of those are convicted. So we're very successful, and I think it reflects the quality of the casework that is being turned in for prosecution.
Yeah, you don't do that stuff just willy-nilly. There's a lot of legwork that has to be done with that. Do you uncover different types of fraudulent activities then at times when you're going through these investigations?
Well, generally we have an idea of what we're looking for, but certainly an investigation can lead to some other violations that maybe another agency would have some jurisdiction in, and certainly those are times when we would work together to make a complete investigation so that IRS would look at the violations that our jurisdiction allows us to, and then another agency would look at the violations that possibly they have jurisdiction over. But it's a team effort. We work together to pool resources and then get the best case, thorough investigation, and then refer that for prosecution. So we do certainly see spin-offs of different cases. I mean, we can go right into it, and there's identity theft with return preparers. A majority of return preparers out there do excellent work. However, there are a few return preparers that may engage in activities that aren't proper, and that could include going into an area of identity theft, you know, stealing someone's identity just to file tax returns for the sole purpose of getting refunds that they're not entitled to.
Boy, people get more and more creative when they get more and more desperate, don't they?
It has increased, and therefore we have had to increase our efforts as well to initiate more investigations and prosecution recommendations than we have in the past. I mean, we've devoted numbers of employees specifically to identify identity fraud.
Mm-hmm. And whether it be identity theft or return preparer fraud, there are a whole host of tax scams that people need to be vigilant of. Every year people fall prey to tax scams, and the IRS just released what we call our Dirty Dozen. It's an annual list of the 12 top scams that we want people to not fall prey to. You know, taxpayers who get involved in illegal tax scams, they can lose their money, they can face stiff penalties and interest and even prosecution criminally. And we want to just remind people that, look, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And so be on the lookout for all sorts of scams. Some of the big ones that we've seen around lately, we've seen a pervasive telephone scam across the country and even in Iowa, where people call and they pretend to be from the IRS. And they threaten you with criminal prosecution or arrest or deportation, or they're going to take away your business license or your driver's license if you don't pay a tax bill by a wire transfer or a debit card. Well, this is, of course, all false. That's not the way the IRS works. We'll never call you or email you or text you or social media you asking for personal or financial information. So if you get a call like that and they claim to be from the IRS, you need to not give them any information. Check with us first if you want to find out if we're getting in touch with you or not, or report it to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. We also, of course, people trying to give false promises of free money from inflated refunds. This is related to working with tax preparers. Most of them are good, as we mentioned, but some of them are unscrupulous. So you really have to be careful about who you choose to do your tax returns. about 60% of us use tax professionals. So we want you to be wary of that. The bottom line is you're legally responsible for what's on your tax return. So even if someone else prepares it, so we want you to make sure that you choose carefully.
You bet. Well, there are only certain ways that the IRS would contact you, and it's always good to follow up on something like that and make sure that it is legitimate. And if it is a phone call, if it is an email, those are typically not ways that it happens, right?
Right. It happens through the mail, generally. We're going to send you a letter or a notice, and there's a phone number on there that you need to call us back at. And even if you're a little suspect of that, you can always call a number that you trust and know to be from the IRS. And we will tell you whether or not we're getting in touch with you. Our toll-free number is 1-800-829-1040. You remember that last number. It's the form that you file. 1-800-829-1040. And that's the IRS. We'll try to tell you if we're getting in touch with you or not.
Excellent. So don't throw the information away. Keep it. You might actually be helping the IRS criminal investigation unit out with some of the things that you might receive, too. Well, very good. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much, John Nunez and Christopher Miller. Appreciate the good information, and we appreciate your help here in this tax season.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.